Okay, so I've asked a few people this question, and so one kind of word you might think of is to observe, right? A classic thing. Another might be hypothesis, or somewhat of a synonym of hypothesis is a theory. Maybe a theory is a little bit more, you know, stood the test of time a little bit more than your average hypothesis. And then there's ideas of making predictions, right? You're gonna make a prediction, hopefully your theory tells you what might happen. Maybe you do an experiment, you collect some data, and then there's the idea that, you know, you hear oftentimes that this is scientifically proven, you know, so I put proven quotes, but maybe a better word that is, I think what people kind of mean is that you're testing that hypothesis, right? Or a more sophisticated idea might be that you're looking at some data and you're trying to infer something, right? So maybe I'll just do show of hands. Do these seem like, am I on base? Do these seem like familiar terms? Okay, so great. Now we're gonna do the same thing for AI, but AI is a little trickier. It's the new kid on the block, and people, you know, we didn't all learn about this when we were in grade school and such. So we're gonna get to that, but before I get that, I'm gonna just make the point that the terms in science kind of organize themselves a little bit. On the left, you have these kind of ideas of hypothesis and theory. On the right, you have more like doing experiments and collecting data. Going from the left to the right is that kind of predictive direction. It's like one part of what it means to do science, to be able to make those predictions. And then the other direction, looking at data and trying to infer something, is kind of the other direction, right? And so that's just part of the scientific process or the scientific method, is you're kind of constantly going back and forth between these two modes of doing science. And that's hopefully like pretty familiar idea. Now with AI, what are some of the words that come to mind there? Like maybe there aren't any words or maybe a few words, but I think that, you know, if you look going back a few years, probably people, at least when the imagery was, maybe it's less words, it's more imagery, but people, you always see pictures of robots when you talk about AI. Maybe you think about the Terminator, you know, the Arnold Schwarzenegger movie back in the day. So, and that has pretty negative connotations about what AI is doing for us. These days, probably the most, you know, familiar word for people about what's going on with modern AI might be ChatGPT. Have you heard of ChatGPT? This is familiar, yeah? Good, so I'm reasonably on base. Another idea might be magic. It certainly seems like magic. There's not a lot of understanding of like what's going on necessarily. More practical perspective might be efficiency. Like if, you know, companies, you hear lots of advertisements, why are companies interested in AI? Because somehow they have a bunch of data, they wanna go through it and they wanna do something and they hope that AI will make that more efficient. And there's also this very similar idea of automation. Maybe you can automate something that previously people were doing. And you know, that's maybe good or maybe that's bad. And that often takes people to think about what's going on with jobs and job displacement. If you have kids that are in school, or if you're, you know, a professor, you also might be thinking about cheating, or, you know, what it's doing to education. It's certainly changing things very rapidly.